We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Dalet, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the brand new Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel on Beis. Zok to Mishnah. Arba Achim Nesum Arba Noshim. You have four brothers who are married to four different ladies, not related to each other. Vemesu, and all four brothers died. Basically, four women fell to Yibum. Imrotza HaGadol Shvem Yavim Heskulam Rosh Hashbiyadai. The Gadol, if he wants to Yibum to all four of them, it's Mutter. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is, that even though he's taking on four responsibilities, still, HaRashus B'Yodai, he's allowed to do that. Another halacha in the Mishnah, Misha Yinasu L'Shtei Nashim, if Reuven was married to two wives, Umeis, and Reuven dies, Bi'asa Chalitzasa She'achas Mehem Pateret Sarasa. The Bia, which means the Yibum, or a Chalitza of one of the wives, one of the co-wives, patters the other one. That means there isn't even to both wives of one family. If one husband had two wives and he dies, both those wives are not mechuyev and yibum. Only one wife is either do yibum or chalitza, and that will pater the tzara. Hoysa achas ksher v'achas psula. The mister goes vayit on top of the omid, achas ksher v'achas psula. Let's say one of these women were kosh lakuna, which means she was not a grusha before. But the other one was Psula. She was already a Grusha before she married Reuven. So anyway, she was Pasul Akuna, because Alacha is a Grusha is Pasul Takuna. So there, in that case, where Reuven has two wives, one of them is anyway Pasul Takuna, and one of them is Kasha Takuna, if you give Chalitza to one of them, and that pat is the other Tzara Lashuk, so you should give the Chalitza to the one who's Pasul anyway, because this way you're not being Moisif any Psula on her. Masha'inka, if you give it to the Ksheri, you're making her also Pasul Takuna. Why should you do such a thing? Like the Gemara will say later on, there's a memra from Rav Yosef that Rebbe said over here, don't spill out the water of a bar if other people need it. Don't waste it. Here it's a waste to give chalitza to one who's kosher. If you do yibum, you can yavim to the ksheira also. You don't have to do yibum to the psula, obviously, because there, you're doing yibum, you're marrying her, so it makes a difference. You're not really passing her. So this din is only if you're giving chalitza. If you're doing yibum, of course, it makes a difference which wife, which one you do it to, the ksheira or the psula. So the Gemara, in the first line of Mishnah said, there were four brothers, all married, and they all died. So the problem is, if they all died, who exactly is doing yibum? Arba achan saka daidach? Hello, Zakta Gemara, Eima Arba Me'achim. There were other brothers. Four other brothers were married to four women, and they all four died. So the four women fell to Yibum to the brother, the godless of Behem could do Yibum in all four. Zakta Gemara, Harashus B'yada, you allow one person to do Yibum in all four. Break the Marva Shafkilei, you allow him to Yibum by Tainlant and Abraisa. It says in the Pasuk, the Korolai Zikti Ireva Dibrei Love. It sounds like the Beis Din talks to him before he decides if he should do Yibum or Chalitza. And the Gemara Darshan is like this. First of all, the Beis Din themselves, they go speak to him. They don't send a Shliach. What do you talk to him about? They tell him a good eitzah, Hagenis Loi, custom made for him. Shemayhu Yaled, if he was a young person, the brother, Vihizikena, and the one falling to Yibum, means Reuben's wife, she was older. Or Huzak, and he was older, Vihi Yelda, and she's younger, and coming to do Yibum with a couple that are not really compatible. Oymer Loi, Malacha Eitzel Yalda, Malacha Eitzel Zikena, what are you doing with a Yalda? What are you doing with a Zikena? Klach Eitzel Kashukam Eitzcha, marry someone like you. You shouldn't have argument or strife in your house. So therefore, we tell him, you know, we give him a good eitzah. We look at the shidduch, see if it's pasadik for him. If it's not pasadik for him, we tell him not to do it. So here also, it's not pasadik that here we should have one person marrying four different people. And here, it's not possible for one person to take on responsibility of taking care of four wives. So here, they should have given him eitzah, not to do this. So, it's a case where he was rich, very rich person, he could afford to have four wives. Break the Gemara, I filled two benamis, so why dafka four? It could be even more. Why does Mr. give a case dafka four? The Gemara answers, eitz teve kamash v'lon, dalet in tfei loy, keheched nemetaya oina b'chaydash. Eitz teve, that if you can afford it, you shouldn't take more than four wives. Why? Because the oina of Talmud Chacham is once a week, and this, if you have four wives, this way you'll be able to be mekayim oina once a week with each wife, and they'll have once a month at least oina. More than once a month, being less than once a month, rather, is not good for Shalom Bayis, and therefore we would tell him not to do it. But here, It's saying Eitz Tovah Kvashlon, that don't take more than four. Avada, Mitzvah Zayin Agrada, is more than once a month. But here we're talking about Yibum. Yibum has different halachas, the Ritva explains, than a regular case of a marriage. In a regular case, you take responsibility of marriage, you have to have Oina once or twice a week. But here we're discussing a case where it was Yibum, and Hashemayim made the Shaduch, so then you could be Yitzah with once a week, the Oina. Once a month, the Mitzvah's Oina. Zog the Gemara Vayit. It says, Misha Yinasu. It says in the Mishnah that someone's married two wives, and he dies. So both wives fall to Yibum. You only do Yibum or Chalitza to one of them. So Gemara is going to have four different questions on this. Question number one, do Yibum to both of them? Or Mechiyavav, or Meichon, or Makroa, Shalom Yibnez, Beis Achiv, Beis Echad, or Bainav, Ein Bainash, Nei Batim. The halach is, the Pasuk says, Shalom Yibnez, Beis Achiv, someone who does Chalitza, we say that he's someone who did not build the Bais of his Achim. We darshan that Beis Echad, or Bainav, only build one Bais, not two Batim. But kids, if one guy dies, you don't have two batim. You don't marry both wives. You can't do even to both wives. Pray to Gemara, okay, don't do even to both. Nachat tzavah, do chalitza to both. That's not going to be boy to two batim. Do chalitza to both. On mazut shabatov yamakra beis chalutzanal. It says bayis echad do chal lechaylitz vein chal shtein batim. It says beis chalutzanal. Masha one bayis is chalitza, not by two batim. So now Gemara asks, how about itza? When you have lechada, do even to one. But nachat chal, I want to give chalitza to. The Gemara says, no, I'm a krav, lo yachpo, it's a chav at yibam. Kol oil leibam, oil lechlitza, lo sheni oil leibam, in lechlitza. The only time is a chiv chalitza, we could do yibam. Here you can't do yibam. Why? Because b'ayis echa b'ayinav, ain't b'ayin shnei batim. So you did yibam to one, there is no yibam on the other one. Therefore, there's no chalitza on that as well. There's only chalitza on something that has yibam. Tosfos asks that there's a Gemara that says that a cheresh and a chereshes, there's no oil lechlitza, but they do yibam. They can't do chalitza because they can't talk when they can't hear. So therefore, there's only Yibum and no Chalitza. So you see, it's possible to have a case with Yibum and Chalitza. So Taisa says, there they're really B'nai Chalitza in them. Just that there's a practical problem they can't hear, therefore it's not a Kasha on this. Okay, so Namara's first Kasha was, do Yibum Tavayu, says Bayis Echabayna. Do Chalitza to both, Bayis Chalotzanal. Do Yibum to one, Chalitza to one? Namara says, no, since you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. Namara's the other way. Before that, Namara's not a Teretz. Va'oid, Shlo Yoimru, Bayis, Mixes Bon, Mixes Chalotz. You also, the reason why you do of Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other one is so people shouldn't say Bayis Miksasai, part of it is Bani and part of it is Chalitz. V'yayimru, what's the difference they say that? So to Gemara, you're right. No problem they say in this case. In the Yavim Hod Chalitz Hachanami, Ella will worry if you allow them to do part Chalitza and part of the house Chalitza, part of the house Yibum, what's going to happen? They're happening, confuse the order. El Dilma Chalitz Mahadim Yavim, the first do Chalitza, then do Yibum. The Kamle Bla Yivna, and there it's ready, it's a lav. If you do Chalitza to one, the other one's potter from Yibum, and now if you do Yibum, it's a lav, it might even be a chorus if you're a shlokish. There's an issa, there's a lav of Bla Yivna there, and therefore, such a case, we don't want that to happen. So therefore, we don't allow a Yibum and a Chalitza. Great to Gemara, another question. When is only one wife, does Yibum? When there's two wives, maybe because it says Beis Chalutzanal and it says Beis Achiv, maybe only when there's one bias is there Yibum and Chalitza. Maybe if there's two Batim, it means two wives, there's no Chalitza Yibum. Maybe Darshan like that. So tomorrow, no, it can't be that you could say that because Imkain, Tsaras Erva, the Asar Achmar Alamli. Why would you ever need the Tsaras Erva that should be Asar? Hashta Beis Ba'alma Amrit Lav Nechalitza Yivninu Madach Stam. If there's two wives, there's no Chalitza Yivim. Tsaras Erva. Why do you have to tell me that Tsaras Erva is Lav Nechalitza Yivim? Tsaras Erva means a co-wife of an Erva. We say that she's also part of Yivim. What do you need that for? It's always part of Yivim because two wives. Zachtavar, no, it's not a taina. Alam aloy, it's a sakha mina. You would think Erva is different. Erva is like there's only maybe one wife. Why? Because I don't mean the Erva Avroy Kaim. The Erva is not negay for Yibum. This is Yab and Sarasa. At least the Tsarasa have Yibum because the other one's not negay, and the only one that is negay is Tsarasa. Kamash Valon Da Sira, and therefore we need the special Isra of Tsaras Erva. So it's back Shver, maybe that the Allah is if you have two wives, there's no even whatsoever. Why need Tsaras Erva? Because there by Tsaras Erva, you would have a half minute that's only one wife. That's why you need a special head or a special din that has Tsaras Erva's part of Yibum. So it's back Shver now, the Lachaira, maybe there's no din Yibum at all when there's two wives. So the Gemara says, El Yivamti Riba, that there is a din Yibum with two wives, but again, only one of them does Yibum or Chalitza, like the Gemara explained. Now, in the last line of the Mishnah, it said that, if you do Chalitza to the Psula. Don't spill out the water from the cistern, from the water well, when other people need it. Which means over here, she might be in a geya to marry a kohen one day. Why would you give her chalitza for no reason? Give chalitza to the other one, and this way, she'll become patel l'shuk without any chalitza done to her, and she'll still be mutter l'kuna. The other one's anyway apostle. Therefore, it's achas k'sher, achas psula, which means one of them is kosher l'kuna, one's apostle l'kuna. Give it right to the psula, and this way, you're not making her apostle to the kuna. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. Hamachzer k'shasai. Someone who is married to a woman, he divorces her, she marries someone else, then her husband dies, she gets divorced from that, and then he remarries the wife he divorced previously. That's a Issa Lav of Machzer Gershasoi. So someone who's Machzer Gershasoi, this Mishnah will not be discussed in the halachas of Yibum. We're talking about the halachas of Arayis. So someone's Machzer Gershasoi, which is a Issa Lav of Machzer Gershasoi, or Vanoisa Chotzasoi, someone who marries someone he gave Chalitza to, which is also a Lav, the Lav of Lo Yivne, Shuv Lo Yivne. Or you marry the sister of your chalutza, which pashtus only isadar abanon. Someone you give chalutza to, so it's considered like keilu. It's a little bit you divorced her, and the halacha is your wife you divorced. Her sister is also deraisa. It's a chayis ishtar. Chayis chalutzasa is also der abanon. Here it includes it in this mishnah. So amachzik shasa vanoisa chalutzasa, which are both lavim. Vanoisa kroivas chalutzasa, which is pashtus der abanon. The halacha is yoytzi. You have to give her a get by vlad mamzer. The children are mamzerim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Give a holds by chayiv v'lavim. The children are mamzerim. Even though it's not a chayiv v'krisis, all is a chayiv v'lav. The halacha is the vlad mamzer. V'chomim no, ain't a vlad mamzer. He argues. V'chomim say, they argue. They say that they only have a vlad mamzer from chayiv v'karos, not from chayiv v'lavim. Umoidim. The Chachama Moida Benoise Kreves Gerushasai Shavlad Mamzer. The Chachama Moida, that if you marry a Kreves Gerushasai, which means the Chois of a Grusha, the Chois of a wife you divorced, the Aloch is a Vlad Mamzer. Why? Because that's considered a Chois Ishtai, and a Chois Ishtai is Big Chorus, and therefore in that case, they will agree that the Vlad will be a Mamzer. Zog the Gemara. Like we spoke in the Mishnah, Pashas Krevis Chotzos is only the Rabbanon. So how can you say Avlad Mamzer? We know that they can't marry your Chalutza sister. It's only the Rabbanon. So why do we have Mamzer? Ramash Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, Achais Grusha Medivay Torah, Vachais Chalutza Medivay Seifrim. The Mishnah said before that in a case where a Achais Chalutza fell to Yibum, you have to do Chalutza, but you can't do Yibum. Mashainkin, if a chayis grushasai fell to Yibim, it's potter without any Yibim or chalitza. So Rav Shlaka said, the Rabbi told us right there that a chayis chalitza is midra abanan, therefore we need at least chalitza when she falls to Yibim, such an error falls to Yibim, and a chayis grushasai is the raisa. So, chayr, what's going on over here? It sounds like that here it's a blav mamzer by krevis chalitzasai. It's not like we learned before. So, Gemara, you're right. And today, Tani, krevis grushasai, you have to change the Mishnah, and be goyris krevas girushasa instead of krevas chotzasa. And basically, Mishnah is saying is like this: amach girushasa v'nosu chotzasa, v'anoy say krevas girushasa yoytiv lav mamzer. Comes out that's a case of chayv krisis in our Mishnah. The first two cases be chayv lavim that rekivolz mamzer, and the third case be chayv krisis rekivolz lav mamzer. And Rabbanon will be arguing only on two of them, and then moide to the case of krevas girushasa. So tomorrow, hakinam mistavra the ktoni seifa. How can I mistavra? It's taka mistavra to change it to krevis grushasa. Why? The Tanya Sefer says in the Sefer, "Umoidim that the chama moidim benoisa krevis grushasa shavlad mamzer." So here in Bishlama Ariba, if Rabbi Kiva was one of the three talked about, the Tanya moidim, therefore he says, "Umoidim that even though he argues in the first two cases of machzer grushasa and noisa chalutzasa, but still he argues in those cases. But this case is moidim too. Eli Amr Tli Ariba that Rabbi Kiva wasn't even talking about krevis grushasa. My moidim, what's lashon of moidim? Moidim they never talked about it." So, afraid the Gemara, the Dilma Hakamas Rulon, the Yeshivam's Mechayev Krisis, maybe Taka Rekiva didn't talk about it. And what we're saying, Umayda means that even though I'm arguing about Chayev Elavim, I agree to you about Chayev Krisis. So, afraid the Gemara, that's not true. Why? We can't say that's found on Mr. Why? Because Akhtani like Haman, you don't need a Mr. that teaches that. It's a first Mr. later on Daf Mem Test. It says, Ezu Mamzer, Kol Mesher Basa Shublo Yavai. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that a mamzer is anyone who's ba chayav alavim. Rav Shimon atimni oimer call Rav Shimon call shechayav malav karas de shemayim malach kedvarim. He says you need karas. So it's a very machlekas later on in the Mishnah. You don't need machlekas over here about that. If that's the point of the Chum saying that they're not only arguing chayav alavim, but they're arguing also, but they're also coming to tell you that there's a din of by mamzer v'chayav krisis. That's mishle on. So the Gemara, that's not such a big kash. Maybe here it's a stam mishle like Rav Shimon Bar Timni, which really Tosis asks that it's a stam va'achach machleikus. Like here it's a stam achach machleikus because next mishle is machleikus. So we say stam machleikus doesn't mean anything. So that's a little bit shver. So Tosis says v'yashleim v'dehi de'in choshev stam makomokim choshev kirabim megabe yochid. At least it's a rabbi megabe yochid. That's what the Gemara means to ask. That maybe it's coming teachers that we pass like that. So pray to Gemara. That was the point of saying this amoydim. And can list these shar chayav krisis. Say all chayav krisis. Why do you punk pick this one? Krovis gushash lamli. El shvam no ariba. Must be Rakiya's talking about it. So Gemara, no. I can tell you no. Loyim lo ariba. Rakiya was not talking about krovis gushashah. And so why does he say their moida? So why does the taka say their moida? No shaykhs. Va'ayda tana machas gushashah. V'noisa chal tzasa v'krovis chal tzasa. All these type of cases. Taninami a similar case of krovis gushashah. That there, about the point we're trying to say is that the Chama Moida, a Stam Mishta, the Chama Moida by Chayav Krisis, a Stam Mishta like Shimon Timni. That's the point. I say other things. Teresa, since we're talking about Machzu Shasai, Noisu Chotzasa, Kravis Chotzasa, we say Kravis Grishasai, which is a similar type of case, and therefore, in order to bring out the Chayav Krisis, that Moida, say this type of case. But the problem is like this, if you keep the Girsa intact, and you're saying that Rabbi Kiva, when the Rabban say Moida is not going back to Rabbi Kiva, it's saying Moida by Chayav Krisis. So what's Takap Shan Rabbi Kiva's first line that Krevis Chal Tzas is a Mamzer? Isn't Krevis Chal Tzas only the Rabbanon? So tomorrow, Ella, Krevis Chal Tzas Rabbi Kiva have a Mamzer? What's Pshat? Omra Kiva, Avram Rabbi Yechna, and Taima, the Rabbi Kiva don't makra, Beis Chalotanal, a cost of Koru Beisai. Since the Pasuk says Beis Chalotanal, the Pasuk calls it a Beisai. And it turns out that din chalutza has din ishtai, and therefore the krevis are osim in atayra, and the vlad the mamzer. That's the words are saying. That's the yikud taina pshat in Rabbi Akiva.